Because I'm going to forget to make these two announcements at the end. Because I know the way my brain works. Sometime in this next week, you'll be getting an email or a text or something, however we communicate here, about a program through Olami, which is a outreach program offering to sign up for Chavrusas with guys not only at NYU and JSS, but guys across the country. If you're interested, I highly recommend it. If you like my Sikha tonight, you may even more want to sign up for it, and it might pay, so that's even more exciting. Also, after I speak, there is Dominic Mariv, make sure you say Yalav Yavo, and then there'll be a giveaway and surprise dancing at the Heights Lounge, so don't forget that, now that I didn't forget that. That's number one. Number two is Rishus Rebbe and everyone else here, and thank you for your time. This is called the Sichos Musar. I want to focus on the Sicha part and not the Musar part, okay? And I'd like to invite all of you. My office is across the hall, it's on the third floor, and it's a conversation that I only just want to begin with you. And I would love to hear your thoughts and how we continue this conversation. Because if we talk about, you know, Avos Yisrael is what I want to talk about tonight, and it doesn't continue, and it just stays here, then we haven't taken it far enough. So we're about to celebrate Rosh Chodesh Adar. We're all in the preparation time for Purim, right? So we know how to prepare for Purim, right? We have to, for those guys, the Kolo guys who are here, right? You have to figure out what your wife's theme is for Shalach Manos, right? Baruch Hashem, my wife married a green. We did green for like 5 years. Then we did yellow and blue. Then we did, like, you know, thank you, we're not orange, and whatever, the whole thing. That was easy. We have to figure out where we're giving Matanos Levyonim. We have to figure out where we're going to the Megillah. We have to figure out where we're going for Suda. You know, we have to figure out what we're drinking. That's a different schmooze, and you don't have to, but if you do, make sure you buy absolute vodka, even though you should drink wine. It's a Purim joke, because Amalek is Kamacha Suffolk. Therefore, if you have absolute, you can fight Amalek. Okay, fine, right? But we also need to get in touch. When a Yontif comes, when Purim comes, when Rosh Chodesh Adar comes, Mishnah says Adar, Barvin B'Simcha, that's a nice phrase, but what is the Kedushas Hayom of Purim? And if I asked you all, I think the top two answers would be, V'Nahapachu, the Rosh Hashanah changes things, the Rosh Hashanah is hidden, right, the Hester upon him, Megala Hester, everything is hidden, right, you last by JSS guys, kudos for coming, thank you, right, how many times is God's name mentioned in the Megillah, right, zero, because we have to find it, that's a beautiful message of Purim. But there's another one that the Gemara mentions that I want to focus on tonight. And the Gemara says, right, the Gemara in Shabbos says that the Klal Yisrael was Makabel the Torah. Hashem put a mountain on top of them, Har Kigigas, right? And forced them into taking the Torah, whatever that means. And they had a big excuse that they could say, no, you forced me into this. How could I do this? But instead, later on, Gemara says, right? Amar Rava Afal Pikain, Hadar Kablu B'Yameach Hashver Shtiksev Kimu V'Kiblu. Right? Kimu V'Kiblu Yehudim. They were Makabel the Torah again on Purim. So Purim is an aspect of Kabbalah Satorah for you. Right? So if I was giving the shmooze now on learning Torah and how important it is, then that would be Kabbalah. We have to be Makabel the Torah again on Purim. But I'm here at Night Seder. You guys understand the importance of Torah. So I want to take a quick right turn for a second and go back to the original Kabbalah Satorah. As Rashi says, V'yichan Sham Yisrael, V'yichan Sham Yisrael, right? Klal Yisrael came together, right? Ki ish echad b'lev echad. The secret of Kabbalah Satorah was Achdus. Amazing. Now start to take that message, and when you think about it and look at Megillas Esther, it's so clearly obvious that's what happens. Because what does Haman do? Haman says, Yeshno am echad mefuzar mefurad. The Jews are all spread out. Hey Achashverosh, there's no Achdus. This will be a piece of cake. Because when the Jews aren't together, it is so easy to break them. So we can do this. Haman says they need to kill every single Jew. We'll get back to that in a second. So what does Esther say? Right? Leich Knos Kol Yehudim. Right? Go gather all the Jews together. We don't make a small little gathering. Let's bring some Jews in, right? Lekinos kol ha'yudin. Every single Jew is important. to this whole story. Because if we're going to succeed, if we're going to reinvigorate our relationship with our Bona Shalom, reinvigorate Kabbalah's Torah, like the Gemara says, the only way to do that is through Achdus. Gevaldik, right? Many of you have heard this before. It's a beautiful shot. So, Eitan Katz, I think one Purim, we were talking, and he quoted Rabbi Lef. If you look it up, I haven't found it inside yet, but he asked me an incredible question. He said, if it's all about Achdus, and Purim is Achdus, that's how we won, that's how we were successful, Achdus! Why is it the only holiday, Yom Tov, that we celebrate on two separate days? And my father, Rabbi Levi, we were talking about it this morning, said it's worse than that. Because the Mishnah Megillah says, there's 5 days. You mom is supposed to spread out Yom Tov around. Some people celebrate Yom Tov, what? That's not Achdus? What is that? So I want to leave that question there for a second. We'll get back to it. The answer's pretty obvious, but before we get there. So I think I have a little experience in Kirov in my life. Maybe that was what I was asked to speak. The late Kinos Kol Yehudim. I worked for NTSY for 30 years. I've tried to do Kirov a few times in my life. And almost every time that I've tried to do Kirov, I have failed miserably. Right? There's this phrase in Klai Yisrael now, I'm going to be a Makari. I have absolutely no idea what that means. Right? It doesn't work. Because nobody can be Makari of someone else. There's a problem. This person is not close enough yet to Torah true Judaism. Okay. So I'm going to go give him a speech and that'll inspire him? I don't think so. Right? I'll give you an example of what really works. What really works, that's like dealing with the symptom of a disease. Right, but if you deal with the disease, when you deal with it itself, that's when you'll solve things. Kudos to all of the guys out there learning Dirshu. Right, everyone who signed up for that Dirshu right now, not only part of the Mishnah Berurah, but they're learning the Sifrei Chafetz Chaim. They started from the beginning, Lashon Hara. I've tried to stop speaking Lashon Hara many times. Almost always fails. How do you succeed in both of these? If you work on your Ahav HaSisa. If you work on loving a fellow Jew, then mamela, you won't speak Lashon Hara. You want to do Kirov? Don't do Kirov. Right? Go out and love a fellow Jew. It's as simple as that. Avos Yisrael. Then how could you speak Lashon Hara about someone? How could that person not be your friend? If you love someone and they see someone as a genuine, you know, caring for someone else, that's what creates a relationship. And relationship is all it is. Because if I can create a relationship with you, then I can create a relationship with emotional. And that is the key, I think, to the Achdus. There's Rabbi Efron Shapiro said that, I'll paraphrase him. I stole his line, but it turned into a COVID joke. But, right, at the beginning of COVID, people were talking about different blood types that are best, right? Does anybody know the best blood type to really get through COVID? Be positive. Right? It is so easy to be negative. It is so easy to see the negative in your fellow Jew. Rabbi Ephraim Waxman, I'm quoting Rabbi Ephraim Waxman. This is a little, it's Purim Torah, but he said, even Haman knew. Right? We know that every single Jew is important. How do we not believe in that? Every Yid in Klal Yisrael is important. How could you not believe in that, right? We're even proud that the Prime Minister of Ukraine, who's married to an non-Jew, people are like, oh, he's Jewish, right? That's because there's a pendulum yet in him, and we want that the person to succeed. That's a Jew we all believe in, the hope of everyone. So he said Haman knew, that's why Haman knew, that he had to kill every single Jew. It's a big piece of cross. I'm important. So Waxman said, that's Haman, as Rosh Tevios, Hashem needs me. Not in order, but you can quote me on that, okay? But that's MS Lamito. So I come here to share that message with you. So I was going to share with you the story. I will, if you haven't heard it, right? Rabbi Aryeh Levin was once in Yerushalayim. We all know he was one of the tzaddikim. If you haven't read the book, you should. You should learn everything you can about Rabbi Aryeh Levin. But it's hard to model him. He was out there with the prisoners and the people who didn't know. And there was once a guy he knew. It was a tall guy. Rabbi Aryeh Levin was a short man. And when he saw Rabbi Levin, he started running away from him. Right? So Rabbi Levin, you know, whatever that is, however he could run, chased after him, got him to stop. And Rabbi Avin looks at him and says, why are you running away from me? And the man says, because Rabbi, I wasn't wearing the yarmulke. And I was embarrassed to see you. He says, what do you mean? I can only see your heart. I only see your heart. Imagine if we had that view. I get it. There are people who have issues, and there are people who don't ride up to our standards and challenge. I got it. But what if you only saw a Jew? Sorry. Now, I was going to tell that story, and that happened a long time ago. Mamish, 3 days ago, right there, I saw Rav Schechter stand up, turn to Amari Sotomayor, and people are trying to say, this is Amari. Mamish, look at the guy. It's huge, right? Mamish looked at another Jew's heart, and it was the sweetest conversation. I wish you were there. It was a schus for me to be there. It's a whole long story how I ended up here, right? It was Mamish beautiful. Rav Schechter just looked at him. It was the same story. Right? It doesn't make a difference. And I promise you, he didn't see his yarmulke. Right? It didn't make a difference then. So that's the answer, guys. The answer is that what is the secret to Purim, to Achdus, is not thinking that I have to look in the mirror because everyone has to be me. See, the secret to Achdus is understanding that there are people who are stuck behind the wall who have to celebrate on one day. There are people who only have their Yom Kenisa to Yiddishkeit. They only come in once every few days. That's not true for the Jansas guys. Shoppers every day, right? But there is, every few days you only come in, those Jews have their way to celebrate Purim. But if there is late Knos Kol Yudin, and there's Avos Yisrael that comes together, that's how we celebrate Purim. That's Simcha. Think about it. It's the opposite. I'm thinking of it right now. It's the opposite of Av. Av is Sinas Chinam. And that's when bad things happen. The obvious is when it's Purim and it's Simcha. It must be. If it's Ma'arim and Simcha there, it must be. Where Ma'arim and Simcha, it must be more Ava. Rav Kook famously said once, he said, you could go either way, right? Rav Kook was famous to always see the positive, right? He said, you could accuse me in life. Someday I'll be accused, maybe, of either too much Sinas Chinam or too much Avas Chinam. So I'm going to go with being accused of too much Avas Chinam. That's our message. That's what I think, by the way. I think Rav Futner says this. That's why people dress up on Purim. Because do you really know who anybody is? Do you really know anyone else's Nisayon, right? At all? Do you know another person's challenges? No. You only know yours. So if I know my challenges, I can relate to them. So I want to share with you a few messages as we get to the end here. So that's the answer, by the way, right? Every Jew, every day, Achdus is everyone being different. That's why I love coming to YU. I want to share with you a secret. I don't like the fact that we refer to the yeshiva or UTS as undergraduate Torah studies. I don't like the fact that we have different programs. I would love that if we all viewed our institution, our yeshiva, as one big tent with guys trying to learn Torah on different levels, coming from different places. Imagine if we change the paradigm on that. We're all yeshiva bachrim. We're all guys in yeshiva, just trying to learn at a different level. What a schus it is every day to come here for me. Because where else can you have that? There is no place else in the world like Yeshiva University. Remember, I work in admissions, I know this. Every single guy who signs up, pays tuition, makes a commitment to learn Torah every morning. There is not a guy you are not. If you are in the dining room and you decide to sit down next to someone and say hi to him, he's a guy who decided that he's going to spend his time in college and also learn Torah. Everyone. Now, I get it. You know what is behind the scenes. I understand sometimes when people can think, okay, yeah, but I got it. That's your job. Do you want to view the world with too much Sinas Chinam or too much Avas Chinam? You have an opportunity here to judge the world with too much Avas Chinam.
Don't ever stop in the base medrash, by the way. If it affects you, there's lopochus v'olayoso. The Mishnah says, you can't, there are certain gedarim. There are certain things you can't do. I get it. Yes. Stay in the base medrash. Don't give up night seder.
I just published the Arya Kavlinsker's great book, Reaching Out. He quotes from Moshe that says you have to give 10% mice of a kira. That's fine. Of your time, you don't have to do that. I'm not even saying that, right? But there are other times to do things. I'll share with you one lesson that I learned and an amazing thing. Okay? Here's a musr. I have to be yotze. The musr part, I guess, right? That was the sikha. Ryan Terrell. Has anybody heard of Ryan Terrell? Okay. So, Ryan Terrell is a superstar in the basketball team. But you know what people talk about all the time about Ryan Terrell that I learned an incredible lesson for? And the moment in the game, you can always tell, my favorite time watching a basketball game is Ryan Terrell, who is being scouted by NBA scouts and all that stuff. We all know, right? Before he goes out to through the line and shakes everyone's hands, he turns to the crowd, high fives whoever's there. He's there at the end of the game signing autographs for a lot of kids, right? Because that he knows that every single person is important. Just as I cannot model anything Ryan does on the basketball court, but I can model him outside the basketball court. I can learn a lesson from him. There are countless numbers of lessons I learned being in JSS, being all around. You have lessons from people. Everyone can learn something from someone. Now, it may be that you think what I'm saying here is, hey, YP guys, hey, Night Seder guys, go talk to the JSS guys. That's not true. It is true. But that's not all I'm saying. It's, hey, JSS guys, right? And IBC guys. Why don't you go sit down and talk to YP guys? We're all biased, we're also. And hey, guys who are in you know, the dorm and this floor, how come you're not talking to that floor? All the programs, there's no difference. We're all Jews. Hey, guy who went to KBY, maybe you could talk to the guy who goes to Shraga also? That's a lesson, I think. I'm not, no, if I, I did not, right. No, I just, take that off the table. It could be any yeshiva. That's why, by the way, plug for the dancing more, right? That's why we dance in a circle, by Kabbalah Satora. Right, Purim, Simchas Torah, because everyone's equal. Right, that's what we have to remember. Rabbi Shibbel told me before, and I forget who he said it from this morning, yesterday morning. I'll leave you with if you got nothing out of this, at least you have a good vart for the Pesach Seder, right? He says, "Shaloecha bilvad amar aleinu l'chal aseinu," right? Which is a famous part, a famous song that they then put into the Agadah. So. He says, Shalom Echad Bilvad, if we're not together, comma, then Amar Aleinu L'Chal Aseinu. The greatest thing we could do, is very simply, just a little switch of our mindset, right? Is be positive, love a fellow Jew, and mamela, amazing things will happen. And if there's one place in the world, if there's one yeshiva with incredible opportunities, it is here in YU, and that should add to your simcha in Adar. Go ahead.